ॐ औं व्याख्या प्रकटितपरब्रह्मतत्त्वं युवानं वसिष्ठान्ते वसदृशिगणैरावृतं ब्रह्मनिष्ठैः आचार्येन्द्रं करकलितचिन्मुद्रमानन्दरूपं स्वात्मा रामं मुदितवदनं दक्षिणामूर्तिमीडे यन्नित्यमानन्दमनन्तमेकं शिवेति नाम्ना श्रुतयो गृह्णन्ति तस्यावतारो नररूपधारी कृपासुदाब्धि भुवि रामकृष्णः जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयो श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः जन्माद्यस्य यतोऽन्वयात्यतरतश्चार्त्वेषविघ्नस्वराड् तेने ब्रह्मकृताय आदिकवये मुह्यन्ति यत्सूरयः तेजोवारिमृतां यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तघोकं सत्यं परं धीमहि सत्यव्रतं सत्यपरं त्रिसत्यं सत्यस्य योनिं निहितं च सत्ये सत्यस्य सत्यं मृतसत्यनेत्रं सत्यात्मकं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना मूकं करोति वाचालम् पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं यस्वानुभावमखिलश्रुतिसारमेकम् अध्यात्मदीपमदितितीर्षतां तमोऽन्धं संसारिणां करुणयाः पुराणगुह्यं तं व्याससूनुम् उपयामि गुरुं मुनीनाम् वर्यान्येषते प्रश्नः कृतो लोकहितं नृप आत्मवित्सम्मतः पुंसां श्रोतव्यादिषु यः परः शुकाचार्य इज आन्सरिङ्ग् टु दि क्वश्चिन् आफ् परीक्षित् बै आस्किङ्ग् दिस् क्वश्चिन् यु हेव् डन् ए ग्रेट् सर्विस् टु दि ह्युमेनिटि द आन्सर् फार् दिस् क्वश्चिन् इस् गोयिङ्ग् टु बी इन् दि फार्म् आफ् एण्टैर् भागवतम् and which will guide seekers, spiritual seekers about the direction, duties and the priorities of life. The answer will solve the problem of death. Therefore, I appreciate you. Shrotavyadi nirajendra nrinam santi sahasrashah apashyatam atmatattvam griheshu grihamedhinam. Hey Rajendra, my dear king, for those men who are ignorant about their nature and therefore attached to the worldly affairs only, for them Shrotavyadini Sahasraha Santi. There are thousands of things to hear about. There are thousands of worldly matters to hear about, and they are interested in hearing or learning about worldly things. Entire life is spent in the pursuit of artha and kama, and without shanti they run behind the shadows. Entire life become a running race behind the shadows. Nidraya akriyate naktam vyavyena cha vavayah divacharthe khaya rajan kudumba bharanena vam. Half of the life is spent either in sense pleasures or in sleep. Ordinary person's daytime is spent in earning wealth and managing household affairs. No quality time for him is available for the sake of puja, spiritual practices and studies of the scriptures. Because balasthavate क्रीटा सक्तः तरुणस्तावद् तरुणी सक्तः वृद्धस्तावद् चिंता सक्तः परमे ब्रह्मणि कोपि न सक्तः. एंटायर चाइल्डहुड गोज इन गेम्स प्लेथिंग्स एंड ऑफ कोर्स अडल्टहुड गोज इन सेलेक्टिंग योर स्पाउस ओल्ड एज गोज इन रिमेंबरिंग ऑल दि ओल्ड थिंग्स बट नो टाइम फॉर रियालिटीज ऑफ दि लाइफ. देहापत्यकलत्रादिषु आत्मसैन्येष्वसत्वपि येषां प्रमत्तो निधनं पश्यन्नपि न पश्यति. येषां प्रमत्तः निधनं प्रमत्तः पश्यन्नपि न पश्यति. this person, because of extreme attachment and infatuation for the physical existence, he fails to see the futility of physical life, the impermanency of worldly things, and the grandness of human birth, and the glory of spiritual, his own spiritual nature, in spite of experiencing lots of dangers, loss, and pains in his life, still they are attached to this body, children, wife, wealth, and other things connected with physical existence. Attachment for sense pleasures make them to forget their own primary duty of finding and loving the Lord in their life, prime duty of answering the death. They are not bothered about all those things. Pashyan api na pashyati. In spite of seeing, he doesn't see. What he doesn't see? In spite of seeing death all the time, he doesn't see death for his own existence. In spite of seeing the Lord, he doesn't see the Lord. When you come across anyone which is conscious, is nothing but the manifestation of the Lord. In spite of seeing the Lord, he doesn't see the Lord. It is like a frog, suppose, which is caught by a snake, and it is within the snake's mouth. So snake opened its mouth. By the time the frog was just, it saw, oh, I'm sitting inside the snake's mouth. But by the time when a fly was flying, it tries to catch that fly. A person who is roaming in the forest, suddenly when he was chased by tiger, he ran, and finally, because of running, he did not see what happened. Suddenly he fell down in the dungeon well. No water. And while falling down, he found, oh, no water. So someone managed to hold on by the creeper. Above well, tiger is waiting. And below he sees lots of snakes are there inside the well. And he is holding the creeper, and the creeper was just bitten by a rat. That time only rat also came there, and it was biting that creeper. There was a honey hive. That honey was dropping. So this fellow stretches out his tongue, and by the time one drop of honey came, and he tasted and says, aha, what a honey it is. What tasty honey it is. So every moment of his life is eaten by the rat called Kala Tattva. And below already death is waiting. Above also already death sentence is given by the tiger. But still, that is the condition of human being. Pramattaha, beautiful word it is. Mattaha means what? Drunkard. Pramattaha means completely drunken by worldly desires. Nidhanam pramattaha, therefore pashyannapi na pashyati. In spite of seeing, he is not able to see everything for him only honey. When everything is in reality, death, this fellow sees only what? Positive attitude, he sees only honey. Tasmat Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishvaro Harihi Shrotavyaha Kirtitavyascha Smartavyascha Ichchatha Bhayam. It's a beautiful conclusion. Tasmat, wherever Tasmat comes in Shastra, you should ask Kasmat. Tasmat means therefore, you should ask wherefore. Lot of reasoning is there behind this word called therefore. If you ask wherefore, Shukacharya says, since this human life is very precious. Since means what? Reason. Since any amount of wealth and sense pleasures cannot give satisfaction, and it will be nothing but source of pain and anxiety, if the anxiety of a poor man is 1%, anxiety of a rich man will be more than 1,000. Pain of a poor person is 1%, means pain of a rich person is more than 1,000%. Since everyone has to answer the basic question called, am I going to die in reality? Since knowing the Lord or inner self is the only way to cross over the pains of life and go beyond birth and death cycle, since any achievement in life is futile without having security, peace and happiness, Since every moment of physical existence is full of fear and sorrowful, therefore, so many therefores are there. Therefore, abhayam ichyata chet. If anyone is interested in attaining the state of fearlessness, freedom from all types of emotional problems, if anyone want to attain, then what is the way? Sarvatma Bhagavan Harihi Ishwaraha Srotavyaha Kirtitavyaccha Smartavyaha. He should listen the glory of the Lord, sing the glory of the Lord, remember the presence of the Lord who is none other than our own inner self, Sarvatma it is called. Sarvasya Atma means what? Inner self of everyone. What is the inner self of everything? Inner self means what? Content, correct? Sarvatma means who is the content of every entity in the creation and who is our master, Ishwaraha, who is the most attractive entity in the creation, who removes all our ignorance and who is all-pervading consciousness. Such a Lord, one should kirtitavyaha, srotavyaha, smartavyaha. One should hear about this Lord, sing the glory of that Lord and remember that Lord. Here the adjectives are given, beautiful adjectives. Sarvatma, Bhagavan, Harihi, Ishwaraha. Four adjectives are given and commentators beautifully find out the reason why four adjectives are given. Four adjectives are given so that you can take at least one aspect of that Lord and love the Lord. There are some people who are having the idea of I am Dasaha, there is a master. Islam religion is having this idea only. They cannot imagine Bhagavan as wife. They cannot imagine Bhagavan as child. They cannot imagine Bhagavan as mother. They can imagine Bhagavan only in the form of master. So if you have that type of mentality, Bhagavan Shrotavyaha Kirtitavyaha. How? What Bhagavan? Ishwaraha. Ish means to rule. You should love the Lord with the idea that he is your master and you are his dasa. And if you are not interested, many minds, matured minds are not interested. There is a element of fear. So it will not be applicable for all the minds, this element of fear. And they are for the sake of loving, for the love's sake. Then if it is so, you should love the Lord who happened to be Harihi. Harihi means one who attracts everything. Karshati Sarvan. He is most attractive entity in the creation. Who is that? Harihi. So you can love the Lord as a most attractive thing. You can see Hari only in attractive things. There are ugly things also in the creation. So you will not love that, that aspect of the Lord. So when you become more mature, you will see everything is nothing but Lord. He happened to be Sarva Atma. Sarvasya Atma, Sarva Atma. He is the content of everything. Whatever may be the aspect or attitude you can have towards the Lord, that doesn't matter. Prime duty of human being is what? Loving the Lord. For what? For the sake of abhayam. Ichyata abhayam chet. If anybody is interested in abhayam means what? State of fearlessness. Who is not interested in state of fearlessness? Everybody is interested. Who is not interested in security? Who is not interested in happiness? So, everybody who is interested in abhayam should worship the Lord. Then the question comes, when we have lots of family duties and social responsibilities, is it possible for us to devote entire time for spiritual practices? Is it possible? Some say it is not possible. Or you also may say inside your mind, you know, weekly one day, okay, you can go to 1 hour class. But whole lifetime, how can I spend for the sake of Lord? The answer is, this is a choiceless one. You cannot avoid him loving. Only thing is, you don't know that you are loving him. Shastra asks you to love everything, whatever you love already, with the attitude that here also the presence of the Lord is there. Where Bhagavan's presence is not there. All love money. Correct? Wealth everybody love. ఇట్స్ అన్ వన్ స్మాల్ ఆస్పెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ భగవాన్స్ గ్రాండర్. అండ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎ సర్వెంట్ ఆఫ్ భగవాన్. లక్ష్మీదేవి, మనీ మీన్స్ వాట్, వెల్త్ మీన్స్ వాట్, లక్ష్మీదేవి, అండ్ షీఈస్ ఎ సర్వెంట్. సో వెన్ యూ అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ ఐఎమ్ లవింగ్ ఎ స్మాల్ ఆస్పెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది లార్డ్, when for the small aspect of the Lord, if I can give this much energy and heart and soul, why can't I love the entire the reality which happened to be Bhagavan himself? Loving the Lord and relating with him is a choiceless one. Loving the Lord means you love yourself. Who doesn't love himself? Very love for wealth is for the sake of what? Atmanastu kamaya. You love your spouse for what sake? Atmanastu kamaya. You love your children for what sake? Atmanastu kamaya. Loving the Lord means what? You are loving your own real nature. So therefore, it is a choiceless one. How can you live without loving yourself? How can you relate with others without relating with yourself? You cannot miss one thing in creation, and that is Bhagavan. People generally miss the most obvious thing. And an intelligent person does all his duties, but one part of the mind is always fixed with the permanent entity called Bhagavan. That's what Bhagavatam we find. Every devotee was having their own duties. There were Rajas, Ambarisha, even Arjuna. Arjuna was a Raja. But they were always connected with the Lord. Suppose a mobile asks, you say always I should be connected with server. How is it possible? I have a lot of things to do. I have to connect with all mobiles. And how can I connect with the server? Suppose if the mobile asks, what you will tell? Hey, idiot mobile, unless you connect with the server, you cannot even touch the another mobile. You cannot contact the another mobile. This idiocy is okay for mobile, not for human being. Have you understood? You cannot ask, how can I love the Lord when I have lots of duties? Very existence is because of his presence. You understand that. Loving means what? Understanding. Not giving your money. People think that I love the Lord, therefore I go to temple and give money. You need not give money. You need not even spend time also. Especially particular time you spend. That also you need not. Once you are established with the idea that, suppose mother asks, how can I spend the entire time for my child when I have duties? Why you go to duty? For the sake of child. Why you go for profession, earning? For the sake of child. Even after going there, even you are physically departed from the child, separated from the child, but still you can have the remembrance of the child. In the case of child and mother, there is a possibility of separation between mother and child. But in the case of Lord, I can never separate me. Because child is a limited entity, mother also is a limited entity. So there is a possibility of separation. But in case of Bhagavan and me, where is the question of separation? He is there always with me. But Shastra, what Shastra wants us to do? Just remind yourself about this fact. So you cannot miss him. All relationships are possible in and through Bhagavan only. Because he is Sarvatma. That's the meaning of Sarvatma. Sarvasya Atma Sarvatma. Content of me is Bhagavan. Content of you also is Bhagavan. When I connect with you, with whom I am connecting? If I have that idea that I am the temple of the Lord's presence, another person also will be the temple of the same Lord's presence. So therefore, all relationships are possible in and through Lord only. One mobile phone can connect with the another mobile phone in and through server only. There also server, beautiful word it is. Provider. Server means what? Provider. Correct. Bhagavan is the provider. Atmanastu kamaya sarvam priyam bhavati. You cannot love others without loving the Lord who happened to be your own inner self. Therefore, all pursuits in life have only one goal, and that is what? Purnatvam. That is Purnatvam. Attaining Purna Vastu is the only purpose. All your duties, responsibilities have validity only when you lead a life towards this Purnatvam, when all your responsibilities lead towards the Purnatvam, then they have validity. And Purnatvam means what? Security, peace and happiness. A place wherein you can relax. All the time you are in running race, when Shastra says, please sit down, connect yourself with the relaxation point. You say, I don't have time. You cannot love an entity unless you hear about its glory, about its nature, about its splendor, about its relevance in your life. People think Bhagavan is in temple, therefore whenever I go to temple, I connect with Bhagavan. That's their idea. Understand? Problem is because of ignorance. Bhagavan is in temple also if you understood, that is different, nice. But if you understand Bhagavan is in temple only, then your life of spiritual life is what? Connected to maybe 60 minutes or 30 minutes and in the form of throwing something, either flower or money, so do some business and scold the Bhagavan and you come back then. That is not spiritual life. Therefore, you should hear who is he, what is his nature, how you cannot miss him in your life, not a single moment. Kaf pranyat, who can even breathe? Shastra asks, who can even live even a moment without the presence of the Lord? So, his real nature should be heard of, should be sung and should be remembered. When you understand the glory of the Lord, who happened to be your own inner self, through Shravana, Manana, then only automatically Nididhyasanam comes. Nididhyasana means what? Remembrance. When you hear a loving entity, naturally you will remember that. Nobody need to tell. You all remember now money, money, money. Some fellows are there, girlfriend, boyfriend, girlfriend, boyfriend. Why? Because they love that entity. Once you love some entity, nobody can make you to forget that entity. And love will come only if you understand that entity. If I ask you, both of us are standing on the road, I ask, pointing a person, do you love him? What you will tell? What you will tell? You cannot tell either yes or no. You will ask a question, who is he? Without knowing someone, you can neither love nor hate. And when you love someone, naturally, you will not forget it. So what is the root map? First, hearing Shrotavyaha, then Mantavyaha, then Nididhyasitavyaha. Shravana, Manana and remembrance of the Lord. Therefore, of all priorities in life, spiritual practice should be first priority. For whom there is no time for Lord, who refuse to see the Lord, Valmiki Rishi says in Ramayana, if anybody refuse to see the Lord, or if he is refused by the Lord, for him it is a very pathetic condition. Yascha Ramam na pasyetu, yamcha Ramam na pasyati, nindita sabhave loke, swatmapyenam vigarhate. Valmiki ji says, one who has not seen the Lord, one who is not seen by the Lord, either you have to see him or he has to see you. If both of things don't happen, then what is your fate? Nindita sabhave loke. Saha nindita loke nindita. You will be an object of criticism. You will be an object of rejection. Brahmatam paradat yo anyatra atmanaha brahmam veda, kshatram tam paradat yo anyatra atmanaha kshatram veda, sarvam tam paradat yo atmanaha anyatra sarvam veda. Once you reject him, you are rejected by the total. You reject the total, so total rejects you. So your entire life is what? One against total, correct? Everybody lives a life one against total. How is it possible? And still you want security, happiness and peace when you have a war one against total. How can? Total is naturally very huge. And if you understand that total happened to be your own real nature, you will not have fear or anxiety. Understood the connection? Ichchata abhayam. If you want to attain the state of fearlessness, what is the way? You should understand that totality is nothing but my beloved Lord, who happened to be my own inner nature. It's an understanding. However intelligent you are, however much you are successful in worldly life, unless you find this Abhyavastu, who happened to be your own inner self, your life is going to be a waste. At the deathbed, a person will have full of sorrow. Whole life he was full of sorrow. At least at deathbed he should be free from sorrow. There also he will be full of sorrow. So your own mind will reject you. Whole life you have done the same thing. Same food items, same people, same type of cereals, same type of love stories in cinemas. What you did worthfully, your mind will tell. Swatma pyenam vigarhate. Not only world will reject you, world has already rejected. And the relatives also, children and other relatives also waiting for key. You are having one key, na? And they are waiting for your possession. Father is a rich person, means what? Dhana bhajam bhitihi sarvatra yesha ritihi. Shankaracharya told. Putradapi dhana bhajam bhitihi. You are lying on the deathbed, these fellows came for consoling you. 1 minute they consoled you. Then when they went out, quarrel started. I want that house, I want this house, like that. Dhana bhajam bhitihi means what? Separation of property has lot of problems. Sarvatra yesha riti, he says, 1200 years before, he said. Everywhere, in every family, up to that time, they all will call the brothers and sisters. Once the matter of partition comes, all brotherhood, sisterhood, everything gone. So, neither the world accepts you, nor your own mind accept you that you have led a life with worth. So, he concludes the reply. What was the question of Parikshita? What is the prime duty of human being? What he should hear, what he should think of, what he should remember? So the answer is what? Bhagavan has to be remembered, his glory has to be sung and heard, and he is our, because he is our inner content, sarvatma. Yetavan sankhya yoga abhyam swadharma parinishtaya janmalabhav parav punsam ante narayana smritihi. Whether a person is a sannyasi or an householder, whether a person follows jnana marga or karma marga, whether a person lives inside the society or inside the forest, the ultimate goal of life of every individual is what? Narayana smritihi, remembrance of the Lord. Smritihi means remembrance. You remember the Lord with knowledge that he is one with you, or you remember the Lord without knowledge but with devotional attitude that he is your everything. Whatever way you have, that is different. One, jnanis love him as their own inner self. Either with knowledge you love him as yourself, or without knowledge, at least with attitude, devotional attitude, you should remember him, relate with him. Narayana smritihi is the only criterion to consider your life as a successful one. What is the criterion to consider our life as a successful one? Etavan eva janma labaha, he says. Janma labaha means what? Gain, success. Gain in life is considered how? Narayana smritihi. If you remember the Lord, then your life is successful. The gain is a real gain. Ante narayana smritihi. Narayana smritihi, whole life, or at least ante narayana smritihi. At least at the fag end of your life, your mind should remember him. How you will remember the Lord at the fag end of your life, unless you remember the Lord whole life, throughout life, it is not possible. Whatever you love, you will remember. Correct? Whatever you love, you will remember. So there is no guarantee that whole life, if you live only for earth and kama, there is no guarantee that you will remember the life. The people have kuyukti, it is called. So ante narayana smriti, final only, na? Let us see, Swamiji. Now itself, why you are heating our heads? When I become invalidated from the society, I will be available for satsanga. That is the idea, you know. So if you tell in your engaged to your family, people are friends, I am going to ashrama and scripture, I am hearing. What? In this age you are going. That means what? Idea? These are all the things? After 60 years. That is the ignorance. Narayana Smritihi is a only criterion to consider your life as a successful one. People consider money is the success, criterion for success. Beauty, physical beauty is the criterion for success. Name and fame is criterion for success. But they will understand nothing stands the scrutiny called time. Time is na kala tattva. Nothing stands in front of kala tattva. So, Bhagavan is the only real bandhu. Is the only real relative who can help you when you are in need of him. At the deathbed, whom you want? An entity who can give you solace. An entity who can make you free from the fear of death. Everybody is fearful. So, that time, only one relative can come and help you. Even if other relatives can come and stand next to you, they cannot help you. All other relatives cannot do anything for your final departure. Therefore, now itself, have a request to the Lord. I don't know, oh Lord, I don't know whether I will remember you at the last moments. Because that time, mind generally goes to coma. All the sense organs lose their capacity. So, in what condition I will be, I don't know. Therefore, now itself, when my sense organ and my mind is healthy, now itself I try to hear your glory, sing your glory and remember your glory. One Narayana Smriti is what? Prescribed by the Shastra for a jnani. He cannot forget. How can I forget myself? If I know my nature is what? Real nature is Bhagavan. I cannot forget Bhagavan. So for him, Narayana Smriti is Sarvada. But there are some people who don't have this knowledge. For them, at least at the end moment, if they remember the Lord, then Bhagavan comes and helps. And now itself they pray, O Lord, now itself I spend all my energy in remembering you. Krishna stvatiya pada pankacha pancharandam adyaivame vishatu manasa raja hamsaha prana prayana samaye kafavada pittaihi kanthavarodhana vidhau smaranam kutaste. A devotee asks, O Lord, when I am in deathbed, how can I be sure that I will remember you? Therefore, now itself I want to make an agreement with you. What is that agreement? Please manifest in my heart, Hey Krishna, tvadiya pada pankaja pancharandam adyaiva me vishatu. Because prana prayana samaye, when I am deathbed, I cannot be sure that I will remember you. So, Bhagavan has to give abhaya. And he will give abhayam only when you call him, correct? When you ask for, then only he will give abhayam. And he is the only qualified entity who can give abhayam. All things in our life appears to be giving abhayam. Abhayam means what? Security. All things in our life appears to be giving abhayam. But actually, Bhagavan is the only source of abhayam. Entire Mahabharata teaches this one idea through the extreme situation happened in the life of Draupadi. There was a queen and she had 5 powerful husbands. One fellow is enough to smash entire enemies. One Bhima is enough, one Arjuna was in a, but in her own house, in front of her own five husbands, powerful husbands, in front of her own elderly people in the family, in front of highly educated people in the nation, in front of teachers of the nation, he was struggling to keep her honor. Understood? Can you imagine the situation in any human life? He is a queen, queen of the nation, and in front of her, five fellows were sitting. People think that my husband will protect me, my wife will protect me. Here Mahabharata says, "Aid jana itkullappa, ye na madakkaga." Wealth will protect me, people think. You be the queen, no utility. Family elders will protect me from the danger. Let your great grandfather be there in the form of Bhishma. Drona, teachers, and the father-in-law, Dhritarashtra. And let it be, if I stay in my own house, in rented house means problem, in my own house if I stay, I will be protected from danger, people think. Here Mahabharata says, you stay in your own house, that house can be a palatial house also, but still, nobody can give abhayam. Protection is the department of Bhagavan. Department of protection belongs to Bhagavan. He alone can give protection. You all know that story. That is the interpretation of entire Vedic teaching, that abhaya vastu is only one thing, source of security is only one thing in the creation, and that is Bhagavan. But unfortunately, abhaye bhaya darshinaha. Bhaye abhaya darshinaha, abhaye bhaya darshinaha. It's a source of security. Bhagavan is a source of security. But ordinary mind thinks that Bhagavan will poke your eyes. Mother said, Bhagavan will punish me. Abhaye bhaya darshinaha. And bhaye abhaya darshinaha. These temporary worldly pleasures, this wealth, all are bhaya, source of bhaya. How can I say they are all source of bhaya? You travel in a train keeping with you 1 crore rupee, cash. Is it bhaya source or abhaya source? And I will be with you without any money. So I can throw my suitcase and roam here and there. What you will do? It's a source of fear. So, abhaya darshina. You go as an individual, you are a little bit relaxed. Go with family members, you are tensed. You have to protect them also. So, is it abhaya source or bhaya source, you tell? But you find that it becomes an abhaya source according to you. Correct? Why you are married? Some security we need, Swamiji. Otherwise, what will happen? Understand? So, Bhagavan alone can give us abhayam, since he is the only Atma Bandhu. Bandhu alone can give. Bandhu means who? Friend. This friend is one friend. Nirapekshitaya friend. In Gita, Bhagavan says, Sukrutam sarvabhutanam jnatvamam shanti mrichyati, says. There Shankaracharya writes, Sukrutam. Sushtuhu hridayam sukhrutam. A person who has beautiful heart. What is that beauty of the heart? A heart which doesn't expect anything from the friend is called a sukhrutam. Who is that entity which doesn't expect anything from you? Other than Bhagavan, who can be? Jnatva mam sukhrutam iti jnatva mam shanti mrichyati. You consider every idiot in the creation as Sukhrutam, except Bhagavan, correct? Except Bhagavan, everything in the creation appears to be a source of happiness, security and peace for you. But here Shastra says there is only one source, and that happened to be Bhagavan. A Bandhu alone can give protection to you, and who can be the bandhu all the time unconditionally? All bandhus, bandhus means who? Friends. All bandhus are conditionally bandhus. Who is the unconditional bandhu? Bhagavan only. So we should try all our lifetime to get his abhimanam. He should come bound by our love. When Draupadi asked, "Hey Krishna, you may be in Dwaraka. Won't you protect me?" When she asked, what was the reply? Not by sound, but by sending parcel. First courier service, Swamiji used to say. First courier service in our country is this only, Bhagavan. So, bound by our love, he should come and remove our fear. Fear of death he should remove. When our mind and sense organs are in worthy condition, are in working condition, if you practice Nama Sankirtana, Japa, Dhyana, and if you listen to the glories of the Lord, and if you can make Bhagavan as the center of our life, then when our mind and sense organs are worn out, become invalid during death time, then he will remember us. So he will tell, "Oh, that fellow whole life he spent for my sake. Aham smarami madbhaktam nayami paramam gatim." Bhagavan says, "I remember my devotee when he is not able to remember me because of dying condition. I remember my devotee, so I go there and give abhayam. Nayami paramam gatim." So this promise is given not only in one place, so many places he has given. Desham satatayuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam datami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantite. I give that knowledge by which they attain me. For whom? Desham evanukam partham aham ajnanajam tamaha nashayami atma bhavastaha san jnanadhipena bhasvata. I manifest in their heart and give that knowledge. For whom? Desham satata yukta na, one who are connected with me all life, for them I do all these things. Why you don't do for others? If you ask Bhagavan, he says, "I am ready to do, but they are not ready to receive it." Therefore, as long as you are ignorant, suffering in samsara, whether you are a sannyasi or an householder, the only treasure of your life must be Narayana Smritihi. Remembrance of the Lord, and that is why the Sanatana Dharma has given free license to tell the Lord's name wherever you want. In other religion, you cannot tell the Lord's name wherever you want, in whatever place you want, or whatever time you want. One direction you have to face. And some other religion, 6 days you live as you want, seventh day you come. And you cannot tell Lord's name. Hey Allah, you cannot tell. Without respect, you cannot utter the Bhagavan's name. But in our religion, in our Sanatana Dharma, "Hey Krishna, borrow." You can utter the Lord's name. Sanketyam parihasyam va sthobam helanam eva va. You can tell the Lord's name by Sanketa. Sanketa means what? Indirectly. You can call your child and you can remember the Lord. Drishtafala is what? Child has come. Adrishtafala is what? Remembrance of the Lord has come. That's why in those days, they used to name children by Lord's name. Now, funky, inky, dummy, donkey, no, barla, no, ashte. Yavag barutta, gutri. All the modern names, they, you see, no meaning, but short, they say. Short. Short for what? Useless. Parihasyam va. Just to criticize someone. Suppose somebody tells something. Some lie. "Why you are telling like Krishna?" Krishna thara sulu eluttan nodi. Because he is famous for... Understand? So you can connect any situation in your life with the Lord. You can remember the Lord in any manner. So the only treasure of your life, if you are ignorant, whether you are householder or a sannyasi, the only treasure of your life must be Narayana Smritihi, and only gain, worthy gain of your life can be this Narayana Smriti. All profits, gains and achievements are invalid when you don't have this Narayana Smriti. All are validated if you have Bhagavan with you. Understand? Pandava story, that only shows. All are validated when Bhagavan was there. When Bhagavan has gone to Dwaraka, all are invalidated by just by a game. One small game have taken entire emperorhood. Emperorhood gone. Empire has gone. One game. By the time Bhagavan was not there, they have forgotten it. One moment they have forgotten. Sitaji forgot Rama. One moment she desired for the deer. What is the punishment? 10 months. Once Bhagavan goes away, he keeps the bhakta or sadhu as the protection. Understand? Lakshmana was the protection for Sita. When Bhagavan Rama went behind the deer. So he told Lakshmana, you stay here and protect this entity. So because of lobha, krodha comes. Lobha, it was a lobha. You can see, you can read, if you read that Valmiki Ramayana there, Valmiki ji gives beautiful photograph of Sita's mind. She was simply carried away by the skin color. Charmene anugata. Any fellow who is carried away by skin color, for that fellow, this is the condition, indirect. Charmene anugata, this is the word. Anugata means what? Who have lost, carried away by charma, by skin. That skin only very beautiful with all vaira, vaidhurya, ratna, diamond and other things. She was described. So when Bhagavan goes there to fulfill, because Bhagavan has to fulfill every desire, so he goes there to fulfill your desire, then as a protection, he keeps Bhagavata or a sadhu there. Once you doubt that very presence of the sadhu, there is no other way for you to get protection. Once the sadhu is removed from your presence, what is the next scene? Ravana comes. Ravana comes. That's what Valmiki. All Puranas are what? Nothing but magnification of all these principles of Shastra. So all your profits, gains and achievements are validated only when you keep Bhagavan with you. The moment Bhagavan goes from your life, simple dice game can take away all your honor, earnings, land, everything. Wife, brothers, it has taken away everything. So, your very birth is validated by this labha. That's what Bhagavan Krishna says in Gita, Yam labdhva chaparam labham nadhikam manyate tata. By gaining which, he doesn't have an idea that there is something to gain more. This will apply only when you gain the Lord. Otherwise, even if you are a gold medalist in Olympic, what you will tell? I am working for next gold medal. Correct? That so what question will continue. So when you say, I passed 10th standard with 95%, society will ask, so what? I passed next, after 5 years, I passed MBBS, so what? There are so many MDs. Acha, I have to pursue MD. I passed really MD, so what? There are so many post-doctorates. So what? Tatakkim. And I went to USA. So what? So many people are there. You went and came, that's all. I was there in USA for 20 years. So what? Already you are not a president of USA. There was a fellow president of USA. So what? So you have a comparing note. And your own mind will ask, or society will make you to ask, so what? So what when it asked, you thought that is the last final destination. When they asked, so what, again start and running. And running. Physical body is invalidated. Mental desire continues, continues. With that agenda, you take one more birth also. I could not finish it. Initially, you try to get your desire fulfilled by your children. I wanted to become a doctor. I could not do. At least my son should become a doctor. That fellow is interested in football. What he'll do? Then that also fails. Then finally, you keep the agenda, unfulfilled agenda with you even at the death time. So all your gains and profits have a full stop and validity only when you have Bhagavan with you. This is the warning for an ignorant person. Ichchata abhaya means what? One who desire for abhaya, that means one who is in bhaya. Who is in bhaya? Ignorant person is in bhaya. A wise man can never have bhaya. What is the criterion to be called as wise man? One who finds that other than me, none is there as second entity, so that I need not fear. And anybody who has fear, anybody who has sorrow, anybody who has fear, what is the sign? That they are ignorant. Fear is equal to ignorance. Sorrow is equal to ignorance. So as long as you have fear and sorrow, as long as you want to get rid of fear and sorrow, what is the way? Narayana Smriti is the way. Whether you are a sannyasi or a householder. Suppose if you say, I am Jnani, sir. For Ichchata Abhayam only, you say Narayana Smriti. One who wants Abhayam, they should remember the Lord. I don't want Abhayam. When I say I don't want Abhayam, I say what? I am Jnani. So what I should do? Shukacharya will say, you will not ask this question if you are a Jnani. You will not ask this question. If you are a Jnani, this question itself will not come. You will understand there is no other duty than remembering the Lord who happened to be your own self. It becomes very natural and spontaneous to you. If you are a Jnani, remembrance of the Lord becomes very natural and spontaneous to you. Therefore, prayena munayo rajan nivrutta vidishedhataha nairgunyastha ramantesma gunanukathane harihi. Even the rishis who have gone beyond all the rules and regulations of life, all the Vedic injunctions of life, they also, who are established in Atma Jnanam, they also delight in singing the glory of the Lord. Rishis need not think the glory of the Lord, sing the glory of the Lord. Because one who wants Abhayam, he only, Abhayam Ichchata Chet Narayana Smriti. But Jnani doesn't need Abhayam, because he himself is Abhayam. He is an embodiment of security, he is the source of security. So he doesn't need any security from the second entity. So what about them? Even the rishis who have gone beyond all idea of duality, all idea of vidhi and nishedha, who are established in Atma Jnanam, they also delight in singing the glory of the Lord. When they sing the glory of the Lord, about whom they are singing? They know that about my own real nature I am singing. Ahu, 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 ahamannam, 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 ahamannado, ahamannado, ahamannadaha, like that. Singing, Samagana it is in Taittiriya Upanishad. In the first chapter, one shloka came, Atma Ramascha Munayaha Nirgranta Pyurukrame Kurvanti Mahaitukhim Bhaktim Ittam Bhuta Guno Harihi. There was a question, how Shukacharya learnt this Bhagavatam, for which Sutamuni told what? Even though they are Atma Ramaha, even though according to their understanding there is no second entity, still they love the Lord as a second entity. That is the beauty of the Lord. Ittam bhuta guno hari. So much attraction, they forget themselves. That, like children forget when they stand in front of pogo channel. It becomes reality. Kung fu panda becomes reality. One panda is there. Panda is there. That black bear. Kung fu panda. Panda. Oh, panda. Acha. So you go and disturb the child.
Uncle, don't disturb me. I am fighting with Panda. So it becomes reality, you know. Similarly, Bhagavan's attraction is such a thing that even the Atma Ramaha Munayaha Che Api Urukrame Ahaitukim Bhaktim Kurvanti. Same idea is mentioned here. Nairgunyastha Api Te Ramante. They are Nirgunaha. They have gone beyond all the duality. Still, they enjoy the glory of the Lord. Gunanu kathane, harehe gunanu kathane, ramantisma.
Parinishtito pinair gunye, uttama shloka lilaya, grihita chetara jarshe, akhyanam yadadhitavan.
My dear king, you want to know if anyone who has already knowledge and at the same time love the Lord and Lord's glory, I am sitting in front of you. Shukacharya himself quotes himself as an example. How much guts you need? All our rishis are sitting. He says, oh my dear Raja, my dear King, though I am established in Atma Tattvam, in Nirguna Swarupam, still my mind is spellbound by the Lord's Leela, because of which I learnt this entire Bhagavatam from my father. Akhyatam adhitavanaham. I learned this entire Bhagavatam. Dragged by the glory of the Lord, he says. Grihita cheta, dragged. For people, many things are to drag. For drunkard, that liquor shop drags. For a child, Pogo channel drags. For a youth, girlfriend, boyfriend, drag. But for jnani, who drag? Bhagavan's glory. So dragged by his glory, I learned, and you are very dear devotee of the Lord, therefore I will teach you also about his glory, listening to which you will attain real love, ahaituhim bhakti towards the Lord. More we will see in the next class.
Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane प्रणदक्लेशनाशाय गोविंदाय नमो नमः तदेव रम्यं रुचिरं नवं नवं तदेव शश्वन् मनसो महोत्सवं तदेव शोकार्णव शोषणं नृणां यदुत्तम श्लोक यशोनु गीयते गोपिका जीवनस्मरणं गोविंदा गोविंदा